Just one other interesting shayla, the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Tainis in Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Aleph, he clears a shayla, but Bagris is 6 months after Nairis. What about a Shana Me'uberes? That's what he clears. What about if it's a leap year? So there's going to be 13 months in the year. Is it still 6 months? Or maybe then it's 7 months, maybe then it's 6.5 months. So the Magen Avraham says he thinks it's going to be the same 6 months, because the only time leap years impact the halacha is when it's totally in a year. So if you tell me the halacha is a year, so a leap year is a 13 months. But it's not a din in half a year, it's a din in 6 months. So 6 months is 6 months. It doesn't matter if the year has 13 months or if the year has 12 months. Zokter Kiveger, I'm not sure why the Magen Avraham even had a shayla. I have a mefurish raya, Kiveger and Shulchan Aruch. I have a raya from the Gemara right here, Ksuba, Staf Lamatas and Aleph. Because the Gemara was trying to come up with a metzias, how it's possible for a naira to get pregnant and have a child before she became a begeris. The Gemara had an issue with that, because the zman between nairas and bagris is 6 months. And no one has children for 6 months. Says Reb Kiveger, although women don't give birth, Levav Chadashim, Lezayin Chadashim, they do give birth. If in a leap year, but this man of Bagris is more than 6 months, it's 7 months, and the Gemara has a perfect case. It happened in a Shana Me'uberes, and that's how she became pregnant when she was a Naira, and she had the child. So Zokrab Kiveg, it's Mefurish in the Gemara. Otherwise, the Gemara would have had a perfect date. So he says he's not sure. He says, why the Magen Avraham even entertained the tzad that the Zman of Bagros should be impacted with a Shana Me'uberes? It would seem to be a Mefurish Gemara right here in Masechtas Ksukot.